You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Thursday night football, the Patriots and the Colts, New England, and a line that has just moved on pregame.com within the last couple of minutes. The Patriots now an 11-point favorite over the Indianapolis Colts.
Ooh, it's getting steamed. This one opened at 7.5. If you were one of those guys with the green eye shades telling his wife who's already talking to the attorney about the divorce, don't bother me. Don't bother me. You might have gotten the Pats at 7.5. Now, luckily for Fez's domestic life, even you missed this one. This has been bet up, 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 and up. And I think it's for good reason. And here's a trend that is just an eye popper. This is kind of a tease for our next segment with all the trends. If you have a team that played an overtime game, so we've got the Colts off an overtime. What does that mean? It means physically you played more than a full game, and it means mentally it was a tight game, because tight games are more of a mental strain than either winning or losing by a clear margin. So you have the mental fatigue, and you have the psychological/emotional fatigue. Now, after that overtime game, doesn't matter if you win or lose, you play on the road on Thursday. Now, why does Thursday matter? Because you have 3 days to prepare instead of six, half the time. And why does the road matter? Because we know it's more fatiguing. It takes more time and energy to travel than to stay home. In that spot, there's been 20 teams in the last 30 years. It's a rare thing. Against the Vegas number, those teams, the Colts in this case, are 2-18 against the spread. If you just had blindly bet against a team that was off overtime on the road playing on Thursday, betting against them, you would have went 18-2 against the spread. Fez, I'm not sure. You know, there's trends and then there's trends. And then even amongst the ones with the big numbers like this, and I don't think you can bet this game without knowing that number. Then there's that next level. So there's trends with big numbers, and then there's trends with big numbers that make so much sense. This one makes sense.
Yeah, you nailed it, RJ. The way to do your trend research is don't come up with some random 18-2 trend under a harvest moon on an odd date when a team's laying 3.5 to 6.
Now, what is a harvest moon?
It's a moon that's full in October so you can harvest the crops in the Midwest.
Wow. Wow. Straight from, I mean, Brad, you grew up on a farm. Did you know that?
Yeah, no, not that specific.
I mean, Jonas, I just know the Neil Young album. I could have referenced that, but
I'm a little embarrassed because I know where the Weather Channel is. I know what channel it is, but that was next level weather knowledge and earth
impressed.
Knowledge.
I'm impressed. All right, so I agree with you. You want logic in your trends.
Exactly, and this one is so logical that you'd be surprised if it wasn't winning. What we're surprised by is that it's not 11-7. It's 18-2. I think you don't want to step in front of this, no matter what the number is.
Yeah, so in this case, Pats are on the 18-2 side, and the Colts are on the 2-18 side. But I think it's very hard to bet this. If you can bet it at 7.5 4 days ago, and now you've got to lay 11, and as Jonas said, it's got hit again. I'm not saying it's not going to win, but the difference between a 7.5 and an 11 is all the difference in the world. And boy, it's just hard to think there's going to be value at this number.
Exactly right. And you have to ask yourself, have things really changed that much during the past 5 days? Yes, the Colts have some injuries, but you know what? T.Y. Hilton got hurt during the game last week. We knew he was likely not going to be able to play. They've got a couple linemen injured, but none of this is going to add up to a 4-point line move.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Khabib Nurmagomedov, the champion at lightweight, against Conor McGregor. Khabib currently sitting in at about a 160 favorite in this fight.
And one of the things Fezzik does, I call him the Russian, by the way, Jonas. One of the things the Fezzik does, like Drago in four.
Yes. Right?
One of the things Fezzik does exceptionally well is predict line moves. It's won the super contest twice, the only guy ever to do that. Also, though, he bets early in the week, sometimes late in the week, others. Every Tuesday, we have our special best bet early, And last week, the line moved drastically. We'll see this week. This is one I'm going to predict the line move. I know a number of serious UFC handicappers, bettors, they say they would not be surprised if McGregor isn't a favorite come fight time. This baby opened up with the Russian Khabib minus 190. So you almost had to bet $2 to win a dollar. It's down to 160. But this is fight weekend coming up. And when everyone's on the ground here in Vegas, the biggest UFC event of the year, there's probably going to be a ton of McGregor action. I don't know if it gets the McGregor favored. I'd be very surprised if the line doesn't get worse for McGregor. So here's some clear advice. If you're betting this fight, if you like the Russian, wait. You might be able to get plus money, but most likely you're going to be able to get a better price. If you like McGregor, bet it now. I doubt you're going to get a better number.
And are you guys feeding on all the Joes that are out there from coming over from Dublin that are drinking Mickey's and hammering their life savings? Are you guys feeding on them?
Absolutely. And we saw this when McGregor was...
Well, first of all, Fezzik speaking for himself. I'm not a predator, right? When people come to Vegas, right. I want them to have a great time.
Yes.
Now, ultimately... If we play poker or something, they leave with less than they came with. But I still want them to have a good time. So I'm just saying maybe teach them a lesson is the way I think about it. Now, Fez, you might think differently.
No.
No?
I just want the cash. And we got the cash when Mayweather was fighting McGregor. We saw McGregor was plus 800, and it got bet all the way down to plus 350 by everyone coming to our fine city.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
We have got NFL and college football trends of the week.
And we're going to do this every Thursday at this time. The big, big trends that it's kind of hard to watch or bet these games without knowing them. First off, let's talk about this Bills-Titans game. There's two of them in this one. First one comes from Mark Lawrence, a handicapper out of Florida. It's if you upset the Super Bowl champion and then your next game is on the road, you are 16-38 against the spread. That's back to, or that's only 29%. So let's think about it. The Titans upset the Super Bowl champions. They were the underdogs, but they beat Philadelphia. And now they're on the road at Buffalo. Fez, logically, it makes sense to me. Everyone gets excited because the team just beat the Super Bowl champions and they were not supposed to beat the Super Bowl champions. And we know the excitement about the Titans has increased. You can feel it in the zeitgeist. And now because of that, people are more inclined to bet them, so they get expensive the next week. And you've got the psychology of, it's almost like when you have a big victory, we all know that next day at work is a little bit tougher.
Yeah, so the team might let down, but the bettors get up on that team. We've seen it already.
It goes in both directions. They get more expensive, though it's a negative for the next game.
And we've already seen that expense go up. They were laying 3.5. The Titans, earlier in the week, it's already Titans -5 right now at Buffalo.
Yeah, so 3.5 to 5, the money. But this early, that feels like professional money to me. I think the pros are more on the Titans. What do you think?
I think the pros knew that the Joes would bet the Titans, and they said, why not lay some 3.5, put it in our back pocket?
Figuring they might buy back later if it gets a 6.
Right.
And that's the thing, guys. When you look, you can go to pregame.com, go to the game center. It's up in the top, and you can see all the live lines and all kind of stuff. But it's never for sure why line's moving. Sometimes it's because the pros like that side. Sometimes later in the week, it's going to be the public moving the line. Sometimes it's the pros trying to fake you out, and they're going to bet the other way later.
Guys, the trends of the week here on Straight Outta Vegas continue. This time we go to college, where Oklahoma is a 7-point favorite against Texas.
So you look at Texas's head coach, Tom Herman, really, really good as an underdog as a head coach, 11-1 against the number, and this includes both his time at Houston and also the last couple years at Texas. 11-1 against the number, Tom Herman, the head coach for Texas in the underdog role.
Yeah, so let's get, you kind of buried the lead there. So as an underdog, so anytime getting points,
yep,
11-1 against the spread as a head coach his whole career.
Yep.
Also, though, and we've talked about this trend a long time, Brad, he's done exceptionally well, Herman, as an underdog even as a coordinator.
Yeah, so go back to 2011 when he's an offensive coordinator at Iowa State. Not Ohio State, Iowa State for Tom Herman. Last 23 games where his coach teams, whether he's a coordinator or head coach, in the underdog role, 22-1 against the spread in the underdog role.
So that adds up both when he's a head coach and a coordinator, 22-1 as an underdog. Now, what's the logic? I think it's sound. Herman, especially at Ohio State later, there was always a sense we're in this. You know, we're the Buckeyes. And now at Texas, we're UT. And a lot of underdog success is driven by, do they think they really have a chance? Because if you don't think you have a chance, you don't even put the full effort in. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We know that happens too. You add in a coach that's a motivator, like Herman is, it really works in an underdog role because you know you're going to get total effort and you've got confidence. Man, it's hard to bet again Texas-Oklahoma without knowing this. By the way, this line opened up, Fez. What were we? I think it was up towards 9 in this game, right?
You're talking about the summer line?
No. What was the summer line?
It actually opened, I believe, was it 12?
12. Yeah, 8 earlier, just 2 days ago, it was 8.
All right, so 2 days ago, it was 8. Texas plus the points. Now it's down to 7. There's another reason I like Texas here. It's because Oklahoma is built to dominate Big 12 teams. And I think Texas, and they do a good job, Oklahoma, dominating Big 12 teams. I think Texas is the most unlike other Big 12 teams.
And that's reflected last 5 meetings between these two. Texas is 5-0 against the number. Average cover, 15 points per game.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You mentioned the guy with all the college knowledge, Brad Power. Brad offers up a gift every single week. It's his 4-team or sometimes 5-team parlay.
Now, this is an interesting concept because if you say, is Larry Bird going to make a free throw in his prime? You're like, of course. He was 90% free throw shooter. But Larry Bird making 7 straight free throws was below 50%. Just get your calculator, go 0.9 times 0.9 times 0.9. You'll see it go down. So what people tend to do is they say, that team can't lose, and just play them on the money line. They just need to win. That team can't lose. Well, one of them tends to lose. Well, Brad, we have your how could this parlay lose, wink, wink, that's irony, pick of the week. But you're 2-0. It hasn't lost. You've got 5 teams in this, baby. Give me the 5 teams.
Yeah, again, this is betting on the money line, so you need these teams just to win the game. Clemson, Michigan, Boise State, Iowa, and Wisconsin.
Okay, those 5 teams, if you bet 100 for all of them to win, you win 107, so you're winning more than you bet. This is better than a regular spread bet in that regard. One more time. Clemson is playing.
Wake Forest, 20-point favorite.
Favored by 20. Michigan.
A 17.5-point favorite over Maryland.
Boise.
A 14-point favorite at home over San Diego State.
Iowa.
7-point favorite over Minnesota.
Ooh, Iowa at 7. That's the one you went down.
15-0 last 15 times have been in a road favorite.
And lastly, 15, Wisconsin.
17-point favorite over pitiful Nebraska.
Now, we're saying wink, wink when we say how could it lose. But all that said, he is 2-0. Brad Powers, follow him on Twitter, at Brad Powers, that's with an S, 7, Brad Powers 7.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.